Hello?
Hello, my name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. Can I speak with Carlos?
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. And to start, one second.
Survey on bricklayers and tile stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, to start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Oh, for 2 years.
2 years, okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, mason, helper,
tile setting?
Tile
setter?
Okay. Thank you so much. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Apprentice.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I've had steady work. I haven't missed work.
Okay. Thank you so much. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get this sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you so much. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this last time of year?
About the same.
About the same? Okay. Thank you so much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, I don't think there is.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you work in the past 12 months, was there a store appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or do you not know?
I believe privately.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
More unemployment.
Thank you so much. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Better.
Thank you. In switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? First one, unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or no real safety concerns?
Dust and air quality.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
Both.
Okay. Thank you. And mainly in person or online?
In person.
Thank you. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. First one, picketing.
What was it?
Picketing?
No.
About union organizing?
No.
About political canvassing?
No.
Thank you so much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the list and then you can give me your top six. First one, print or online newspapers, friends and neighbors, cable news, the internet or social media, local TV news programming, and last one, radio.
Social media, local TV news, friends, cable news, radio, and what was the last one?
Print or online newspapers?
Yeah, print or online newspapers. That would be last.
Thank you so much. And we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Education, jobs and the economy, the environment, foreign policy, support for labor unions, immigration, health care, or something else?
Jobs and economy.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Republican Party.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The United Auto Workers.
And do you support that side much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. First one is his job as president overall. Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. About the economy.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. About foreign affairs.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. About immigration.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. About support for labor unions?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And last one, healthcare.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, yes or no, do you find useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, which is retirement, security, and safety?
Yeah.
Thank you. Turning back to BAC, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you so much. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Having people come out to the job site more.
Having people come up with what?
Having a representative come out to the job site more.
Okay. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Vacation pay.
I'm sorry?
Vacation pay?
You're breaking up a little bit, I'm sorry.
Vacation pay?
Oh, vacation pay. Okay, got it. Thank you. Give me a second. Please wait a moment. System is loading. It's kind of stuck right now. Okay, now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, union meetings, text, mail, email?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
A couple times a year.
Thank you. Now, give me one second, it's loading. Okay, now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're done. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Republican?
Sorry?
Republican?
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? May I know what is your race?
Oh, Hispanic?
I'm sorry?
Hispanic?
I'm sorry, once again?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you very much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Carlos.
Thank you very much, Carlos. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Hope you have an excellent rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.